Westminster Confession, Chapter 16, Paragraph 6. Westminster Confession, Chapter 16, Paragraph 6. Yet notwithstanding the persons of believers being accepted through Christ, their good works also are accepted in him, not as though they were in this life wholly unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight, but that he, looking upon them in his Son, is pleased to accept and reward that which is sincere, although accompanied with many weaknesses and imperfections. So here we look at the reward of grace, the reward of grace. First thing is the notwithstanding refers to the previous paragraph. That is, that our works cannot merit acceptance with God, and neither are we able to supererogate, to do more than is required, and that our best works are defiled and mixed with much weakness and imperfection. Then in paragraph 6, yet notwithstanding. So as we look at this subject of the reward of grace, the first thing is our works as well as our persons are accepted through Christ. Our works as well as our persons are accepted through Christ. Our persons are accepted through Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. So us, we are accepted in the Beloved. But also our works that his grace enables us to perform. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. The spiritual sacrifices, both of our worship and of our daily living to his glory, are acceptable by Jesus Christ. Exodus 28, 38. Exodus 28, 38. Exodus 28, 38. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. Now, taking the ceremonial pattern as a figure of the true, this is teaching us that even the holy things, the actions of the priests in the holy things of God, were imperfect. They were marred with sin, and yet they were made accepted in the ceremonial pattern because of the the engraving, holiness to the Lord, and the mitre upon Aaron's forehead. So the point is this, that it's indicating in the, as a pattern of the true, that of the ultimate, the reality, that through Christ our holy things, our holy actions, albeit mixed with sin, are accepted before God. And then Genesis chapter 4 and verse 4. Genesis 4 and verse 4. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. And then coupling that with Hebrews 11, verse 4, Hebrews 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. So that's telling us that Abel was accepted, and that his offering was accepted because he was a believer, and he was accepted through Christ. So our works, as well as our persons, are accepted through Christ. Secondly, our best works are imperfect. Our best works are imperfect. This is something that the confession stresses constantly, that notwithstanding, always emphasizing that they are still imperfect in this life. Yet not as though they were in this life wholly unblameable and unreprovable in God's sight. And the proof text given, Job chapter 9 and verse 20. If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. And then Psalm 143, verse 2. I think this one cropped up earlier on in the confession. In this chapter, 143 and verse 2. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. There is no such thing as a perfect work in a mere man in this world. The Lord Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, in his human nature, he loved God perfectly. But that is not true of all mankind descending from Adam by ordinary generation. We have never loved God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. Every one of our works falls short of the glory of God. But then, thirdly, the dross forgiven in Christ. The dross forgiven in Christ. Our endeavours, by the grace of God, are accepted through Christ. Our service to the Lord, Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So our works, the works that God's grace enables us to perform in service to the Lord, are acceptable in his sight, well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ. And that's why our confession goes on to say, but that he, looking upon them in his Son, is pleased to accept and reward that which is sincere, although accompanied with many weaknesses and imperfection. So what is sincere? That is what is truly done for the glory of God. Sincerity tends to be used more broadly among us today, but what sincere here means what is truly done out of love to the Lord. So 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. So what is done out of a willing mind of zeal for God's glory is accepted with God by Christ Jesus. And he graciously rewards such service to him. Hebrews 6 and verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labour of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And so the Lord is pleased to reward the effects of his grace and the fruit of his grace in the hearts and lives of his people. Matthew 25 and verse 20 to 23. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The Lord recognizes and rewards the effects of his sanctifying grace in his people. Our title to heaven is In the Merits of Christ. But in Christ, we have been enabled to varying degrees to serve the Lord. And the Lord is pleased to acknowledge and recognize that effect of his own grace in us. All the inhabitants of heaven will be fully blessed. No one in heaven will be dissatisfied. And to the full extent of their capacity for the enjoyment of God, they will be satisfied when we awake with his likeness. But the capacity for the enjoyment of God will vary, and this is why Scripture speaks not only of degrees of punishment, but of degrees of glory, that whereas some are more afflicted in hell than others, yet likewise also there will be a reward of grace, reflecting the fact of the power of God enabling his servant to serve him in this world. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 to 15. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build up on this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built up thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So there will be a recognition of all that is genuine and holy in believers' service to the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't get to heaven by our works, We cannot earn salvation, and the meritorial basis on which we are accepted with God and have eternal life is the merit of Jesus Christ. But the blessing of sanctification, which he has also purchased for us, the measure of that bestowed in this world will be recognized in the world to come, when all God's people then will be fully sanctified in Christ Jesus. So let us labor to be faithful to the Lord, for great is our reward in heaven. The giving of a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple will not be forgotten at the great day of God.